Tefillah v'hichvayt.
May the glory of Hashem endure forever. Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. May Hashem rejoice in His works. Is essentially a tefillah that all of humanity should come to an awareness of Hashem. We're davening that the purpose of our tefillah should really be fulfilled. The Sforner explains, Yiratzon sheyigale kvoido, v'tiv techlisa b'zeh. May it be your will that your honor, your glory, the greatness of the meaning of life should be revealed through this. The Kamana Rebbe says, Kvod Hashem, that each eye should see Hashem's Hashkacha, that every single person should be able to feel Hashem's presence in their lives, that all the challenges, everything that we go through on an individual, on a national level, all of that is part of Hashem's Hashkacha. It's all part of His plan. Ultimately, even the things that are most challenging for us are for our benefit, even if we can't see it. So essentially we're asking Hashem to open our eyes. We should realize that nothing's by chance. Everything is ultimately a chesed from Hashem. Ultimately for the good, even if we can't see it right now. But on a bigger scale, rather than just seeing it on a personal level, Yichvayt Hashem la'ilam, means Hashem's glory should be revealed forever. We want the end game. We're not thinking small. We want all of humanity to be aware of Hashem forever. Let them see His involvement in the world. Let them see the intricacies of nature as being an expression of Hashem's hand. The truth is, and the Kedushas Levi says this, real kvod of the king, real kvod of the melech, is what people choose. People choose to honor him. I can choose to, I can choose not to, and nonetheless I do. That's the ultimate glory. When you're forced to do something, you have a dictator. In North Korea, when the dictator dies, all these public shows of mourning that they have, each one trying to outdo the other. It's all fake. Still forced, they know that if they don't, they'll end up in prison. Worse. That's not real covet. When you're forced to be honored, when you're forced to honor someone, there's no covet there. It's all about the choice. And therefore, really, that was the purpose of the creation of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara was there so that we'd have a choice. We'd be able to choose to do the right thing. And when we overcome our struggles, our inner struggles, and we choose the right thing, to honor Hashem, to glorify Hashem, to serve Hashem, that's a real kvod shamayim, because we're choosing that relationship, we're choosing that connection. If there'd be no yetzer hara, we'd just be robots. So essentially it's a tefillah, that Hashem should be revealed in the world through our choices, through us making the right choices. That doesn't take away our free will. It can always do with a bit of assistance. We don't want to take away our free will, because then our actions would be meaningless. So Yichvayt Hashem La'ilam, according to the Bedichava, is that as a result of our choices, Hashem's presence should be manifest and real in the world. That can happen on a small level. It can happen on a great level. Every single choice is meaningful. When we choose to do the right thing, when we overcome our Yetzer Hara, we are literally revealing more of Hashem in the world.